What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, "This is the realest video I have ever made for Muslims." And quite frankly, this is going to be the realest video that you Muslim guys out there are going to ever watch in your life. And the reason behind it is that we are going to take things to the new level here in the new normal. We're gonna take things to the next level because we are in the new normal. Now, as you guys know, I'm a big proponent of the harem system. The harem system is pretty much where you get to have multiple women. Marriage is obsolete, yet I still have Muslim coppers in 2022 showing up and saying, "Amr, you are promoting zina." Zina is fornication. And still, in 2022, after all the shenanigans that the hijabis out there are doing, I still get Muslim guys out there who believe that Muslim women are pure, angelic, they're the best people on the face of the planet, and here is this kafir promoting zina. For all of you guys out there who think or accuse me of promoting zina, I want you to marry a 9-year-old girl. Let me say that one more time. For all those who think I promote zina, I want you to marry a 9-year-old girl. Come on. Didn't the Prophet Muhammad, a 54-year-old man, marry a 9-year-old girl? Doesn't Islam tell us that we should strive to be like the Prophet? Come on, man. Go out and marry a 9-year-old girl like the Prophet Muhammad did. Oh, you're worried that people are gonna call you a pedo? You're gonna get arrested? You're gonna get thrown in prison? Fucking drug members and fucking cartel in the prison are gonna murder you because you're a freaking shomo? What? I thought the Prophet Muhammad did it, that you too should be able to do it. Oh, that's right. Islam is a fluid religion. It adapts to the world we are in. What worked in the 7th century does not work in the 21st century. Now, let's get one thing out in the open, okay? There are some hard facts in Islam that will never ever change no matter what. Like, for example, you can't drink alcohol. Now, in a time where the only thing you have to drink is either alcohol or you're gonna die, then yes, you can drink alcohol. Same thing with pork. If all you have to eat is pork or you're gonna die, then it's permissible to eat pork. But other than that, guys, you can't drink alcohol, you can't eat pork because you feel like it. Now, I was always wondering, why did God order Muhammad to marry a 9-year-old girl? Of all the things in Islam, okay, of all the things that the enemies of Islam hold against you Muslims, marrying a 54-year-old man, marrying a 9-year-old girl, is the only legit thing that non-Muslims, or even some Muslims for that matter, can hold against Islam. Why a 54-year-old man married a 9-year-old girl? So, throughout human history, guys, up until just a couple hundred years ago, the average height of a person was under 5'4". Male or female, the average person was 5'4". So the size difference between men and women wasn't that great. So obviously you didn't have a 6'3" guy with a 4'2" woman. Okay, that's number one. Number two, in England, right? England, you know, the mother of all civilizations, I guess. In England, they raised the minimum marriage age to 13 just a couple of hundred years ago. Let me say that one more time, okay? They raised the minimum marriage age in England to 13 just a couple of hundred years ago. So during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, you know, which is like 1400-1500 years ago, people were getting married to women under the age of 13. So why did the Prophet Muhammad marry a 9-year-old as instructed by God? Because this was God's way of telling us, hey man, what works back then doesn't work now. For all of you guys out there who don't believe in that, I want you to go out and marry a 9-year-old girl. And for all the glowies out there watching this, if somebody really does marry a 9-year-old girl, they should be prosecuted to the maximum extent of the law, because it's immoral, illegal, unethical, and just plain old creepy, okay? So, just like we don't marry 9-year-old girls anymore, we don't do marriage anymore, okay? Why? Look at your motherfucking woman. You Muslim guys out there, your women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet. I mean, I've seen these comments all over the place, not just on my channel, but on everybody's channel. Gabriel Romani's channel, Abu American's channel. Muslim women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet, man. Just the other day, somebody left me a comment on YouTube saying that they were going to a Muslim university in, Uganda. And all the hijab is over there. They were all getting banged out. Yeah, they would come to you, Mr. Nice Guy. Allahu Akbar, Bismillah. Guys, women don't wanna get married. Get that through your thick skull. Women don't wanna get married. Now, I know a lot of you Muslim copers out there, you're gonna say, oh no, all the women I know, they wanna get married. Yeah, they wanna get married so they can fucking divorce rape you and take half your shit. You guys haven't figured that one out? See, there's a reason, okay? There's a reason why the Ummah of Muhammad is a laughing stock and punching bag of the whole damn world. Because you Muslims out there, you refuse to wake up. You refuse to actually use your brain. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein himself said, the Ummah of Muhammad has not used their brain in over 500 years. You Muslims are stuck, are still stuck in the freaking seventh century, for God's sakes, man. So the problem that's happening around us, guys, is that with women not wanting to get married and wanting to ride the cock carousel, marriage to a woman is just a way to destroy a man, take half his shit, and then run around the internet saying nigger and shit. Now, I did a video about a guy who killed his ex-wife and then he offed himself, meaning he committed suicide. First of all, did he commit murder or not? I don't know. Personally, this girl was a big supporter of LGBT. She was openly causing facade. So as far as I'm Amr Mitwali concerned, her death is not murder. But then again, I don't know. I don't know the circumstance. I'm not God. The fact that he actually had to kill himself, that is suicide. So as you guys can tell, okay, this is a very, very bad situation where a woman is dead and the ex committed suicide. Okay, this is like absolute worst case scenario for Muslims right there. Now imagine if this guy actually listened to my channel, right? He'd be out there banging hotties in Mexico and his wife would still be alive. Who cares? She's a sharmuta. We all know she's a sharmuta. Ain't nobody gonna take her seriously anymore. And he'd still be alive. Now, a lot of you guys out there who say, Zina this, Zina that. Okay. The Prophet Muhammad tells us in Akhir al-Ayyam, end of days, which we are obviously in, there's gonna be 50 woman to be looked after by one man. So please tell me, how is one man gonna take care of 50 women? Is he gonna marry them? Well, Islam has a limit on marriage. What's that limit on marriage? 4. Alright, so there's 46 women to be taken care of by that one man. What's that one man gonna do? Is he simply gonna adopt this woman? Is he simply gonna say, hey babe, here's some money, go get your pussy Nagasaki Hiroshima by fucking Tyrone and Shad. Yeah, bring them to my house so they can rob me and murder me, right? Are you Muslims fucking retarded? I mean, look, there's a guy out there by the name of Inverted Smiles, okay? He's a Pakistani dude, Pakistani-American guy. I don't know if he's still on YouTube or not. He actually left Islam. And look, man, I don't call Inverted Smiles an apostate. I don't call him an apostate. You want to know why? Because of all of you fucking retarded Muslim copers out there. You motherfuckers retarded. Look. Most Muslims are Indian and Arabs, okay? It's a fact. The average IQ of an Arab and an Indian is about 80. You guys are a few IQ points from walking around going like this. So, people who actually have a brain and they think, and then they look at Islam, then they look at you, they're like, fuck this religion. Look, I don't blame Muslims who are leaving Islam because of fucking you Koper Muslims out there, okay? Now, you guys take me for example. Hey, man, take care of a woman. This girl I'm with, hey, I get good pussy, okay? I'm not gonna marry her. I learned my lesson from the hijabi. Thank you very much. So I'm not gonna get married again. It's gonna be the harem system, okay? The harem system is whereby you take care of a woman. She's a single mother. Who gives a flying fuck? She gives me good pussy. She's feminine. What more than that do you guys want? That's better than any of your dirty sharmuta hijabis out there. These women don't even fucking sleep with you Muslim guys, you know? When I was married to the hijabi, guys, I've had more sex and better sex with this Latina girl in 1 week than being married to a hijabi for a month. I mean, the hijabi sucked so bad and bad that I was gonna be like, bitch, I'm gonna suck my own damn dick. You suck, bitch, and not sucking in the good way. Why? A lot of these Muslim women out there, guys, a lot of these motherfucking Muslim women out there, they don't wanna fucking have sex with you. I've said it before and I said it again. They hate Allah, they hate Muhammad, and most importantly, they hate you. When are you retards gonna get that motherfucking message? You see, this is why, you know, I stopped doing videos for you Muslim people back then, because you're all fucking retarded. I do apologize for saying you all. You know, a lot of you guys are actually not a lot of you, but a good portion of you Muslim dudes out there, you are waking up. I see it in my comment section. I see it in Abu American section. I see it in Gabriel Romani section. A lot of you guys out there, a good portion of you guys out there are waking up to the Nagasaki Hiroshima Black Pill truth, which is Muslim women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet. This is why marriage is obsolete. Muslim women are going into a marriage to ruin a guy, to fuck over a guy, to not give you sex. You Muslim guys out there need to fucking understand, man. The Muslims who actually have a decent marriage, okay? The ones whose wives are not like divorce raping them or cheating on them, they're homely looking, okay? Meaning that the wife didn't have Chad, Tyrone, or anybody else hitting her up because she ain't hot enough, okay? These are the guys who have a stable, decent marriage because they're married to an unattractive woman. Now, you need to understand, a woman is still a woman. There's fucking hypergamy involved, okay? I know Arabs who are doctors, lawyers, engineers, making, you know, $10,000+ a month, and then at the end of the month, they ain't got no money. Why? What happened, Ahmed?
I don't know. Ask my wife.
It's because these women are still draining the bank account of these men. The only reason these women are still stuck with their Muslim husband is because A, they can't do any better. And what's that old saying from that, what's his name? Not Moore's, he's a sociologist. Damn it, I forgot his name. He said, a woman will stay with a man as long as she can derive a benefit from a man. I'm sure somebody would put the name of the guy in the comment section. I mean, we talk about his what he says in the manosphere all the time. So, these homely-looking women are with Muslim incels because of the lifestyle that they have. Because they have it good, and they know for an absolute fact, if they were to divorce their beta male Muslim incel husband, life is not gonna be that good for them. They know that. They ain't dumb, okay? Now, because of that, what you guys need to understand is that a lot of these Muslim guys out there, they're not happy. A lot of Muslim guys out there, they're miserable. They're not happy. Yeah, sure, they have a couple of kids from it, but you guys out there need to understand, man, okay? I drove cab in LA. I seen a lot of Arabs before the days of Uber saying, well, at least I have a kid from it. That's the biggest cop on the face of the planet. Just because you have a kid out of a sexless, boring, miserable marriage, that makes it okay? Come on, man, you coping, G. See, a lot of you Muslims out there, you cope and you cope real hard. Because the alternative, see, a lot of you Muslims out there, you don't have an alternative. A lot of you Muslims out there simply can't hop on a plane, go to Mexico, go to Hungary, go to Moldova. You guys can't do what I can do. So of course you're gonna come to my channel and cope and say, oh yeah, you're promoting Zina. Alright, bro. Go out there, get married to either a fugly looking woman who's gonna give you fugly kids, who's gonna drain your bank account, or you can get married to a hijabi who is gonna end up divorcing you and running around the internet LARPing, niggering shit. Pick your poison, bro. You know? And the thing is, a lot of these Muslim guys out there, you know, very, very sadly, a lot of Muslim guys out there, they're unremarkable. Yeah, they're doctors, they're engineers, they're pharmacists. But hey, man, even though you're competent at what the fuck you do, guess what, bro? Tons of more pharmacists out there. Tons of more doctors out there. There ain't nothing special about you, G. So a lot of you Muslim copers out there, you live a dull, boring, uninteresting, and quite frankly, a unremarkable life. Why? Because you're married to some woman who's gonna drain your bank account. I don't care. I mean, I would actually rather have you Muslim guys be married to a hot woman who's gonna cheat on you and divorce rape you than be married to a girl who's gonna be with you simply because she can't do any better and you are in what Sandman would refer to as a cheaper to keep her situation. That's fucking sad, man. That is fucking sad. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you are in a very, very sad and pathetic situation. And these Muslim guys out there, man, they're unremarkable, man. They don't do anything that really benefits society. You guys take me, for example. I own and run MGTOW TV. We get over 30,000 people every month. Every month we have been consistent for almost 3 years now. For almost 3 motherfucking years. We've been consistent at getting at least 30,000 people a month, how many people have been red pilled because of MGTOW TV and the content creators we have? How many lives have we saved? You know, Terrence Pop saved over 450 lives, and some of the lives he saved were from people who found him on MGTOW TV. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you motherfuckers something out there, you Muslim retarded copers. Let me tell you something, okay? I would rather have one life saved because of my videos or because of MGTOW TV than any of you Muslim copers and your, oh, we gotta marry our woman and live a lifestyle according to God and His Prophet. Man, marriage is dead, bro. The biggest reason men off themselves is because of fucking woman, like that fucking hijabi who went around the internet on TikTok LARPing that her husband was an ancient nigger. The guy fucking killed her. Now, is it murder? Is it justified Islamically? I don't know. You know, I'm not God. I don't know the details. But also at the same time, he offed himself, which is a bad thing in itself. Because when you off yourself, that's a one-way ticket to the hellfire. So, you Muslim copers out there, you all tell me, what's better, What's better, being married and then end up fucking murdering your wife and committing suicide yourself? Or you would you be rather jet-setting, flying over the world and fucking hot bitches? And I told you guys, I don't have one-night stands. When I'm with a girl, I take good care of her. I'm not gonna get married. Okay, let's get that out in the open right now. Amar Metwali is not gonna get married. The only time, okay, listen to me very carefully because this is important for you guys too, okay? The only time I'll ever get married, okay, is if I'm desperate for another passport. As you guys know, I'm a dual citizen. I have an Egyptian passport, but let's be honest. Egypt, the whole Muslim world is fucking fucked up, especially Arabs, okay? Arabs are worse than fucking Zionists when it comes to worshipping Satan. That's why Muslim women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet. So my Egyptian passport is pretty much a useless, okay? So the only time I, Amar Metwali, will ever get desperate enough to get married, it's because I need that second citizenship so I don't fucking get, you know, undead chronic here in America. As you guys know by now, the FBI showed up at undead chronic's door. Yeah, they're coming down on us because the police are coming down on us here in America because we didn't take the motherfucking vaccine. Real talk, guys, real talk. The government is coming after us here in America because we didn't take the vaccine and because we are telling people, hey, especially men, open your motherfucking eyes up, you know, open your motherfucking eyes and don't be a fucking cannon fodder and some useless drone who says, yes, queen, or yes, Biden, okay? They're coming after us, okay? So the only time I'd ever get married is if I'm desperate to have a second citizenship. Otherwise, you know, fucking Biden is gonna put me in prison or kill me because I haven't taken the vaccine and dumb retarded shit like that. And this is the last thing you guys need to know before I close down this video. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amar, do you have like fillers and buttocks in your lip? Yes, I do. And the reason behind it is that I had a facial paralysis and it caused my face to be, I don't want to say deformed, but kind of messed up my face. So the only way I can actually combat the deformity, if we want to call it that, is to use buttocks and fillers until, you know, I'm able to actually afford an actual surgery, that where they can go in and do whatever a doctor has to do. But
when I say deformity, I don't mean I was walking around like this, you know. If you guys want to see how I look without buttocks and fillers, just look at my videos from like 2 months ago, because I got buttocks and fillers in, I got my buttocks and fillers when I was in Cancun just a couple of weeks ago, okay? But yeah, the point here I'm trying to tell you guys, Western civilization is going to go, it's going to go to hell. It's going to go to hell the same way Sodom and Gomorrah did. And that's the one last thing I have to tell you guys. For all the Muslim guys out there who are married and shit like that, these Muslim guys out there need to fucking understand, man. Your wife is not going to leave the comfort of Western civilization, okay? When God ordered Lut and his family to flee from to flee from Sodom and Gomorrah, he told them, if you look back, you're going to get destroyed just like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Guess who looked back when Sodom and Gomorrah was divinely getting destroyed? The wife. Why? Because the heart of the wife was in Sodom and Gomorrah. This is what all of you married Muslim men out there need to understand. That woman you're married to, her heart is in the Western world. If you tell her, hey babe, let's go to San Cristobal, let's go live on top of a mountain like Islam tells us, because bad things are gonna happen, she's gonna be like, are you fucking crazy? You wanna go live where? I'm gonna divorce you, take your shit, and you'll never ever see your kids again. And on top of that, think about your motherfucking kids, man, okay? Here in America, they want your kids to be vaccinated. They want your kids to be fucking, to go to like a fucking gay pride parade. They want to teach your kids how to be homosexuals at the age of 4 or 5 years old. They want your kids to wear the mask. My God, are you Muslim copers this fucking retarded that you are willing to let your kids grow up going to like homosexual parties and getting touched by gay guys and wearing the mask and taking the vaccine and all 27 boosters? Come on, man. Do you think any married Muslim man out there can do what I, Amr Mitwali, can do? Hell no, they can't even do a fraction of what I do. You know, here, you know, if, but let's say Biden finally goes off the rail and he's like, I'm gonna turn America into China. Guess what, motherfucker? In 3 hours from now, I'll be in Cancun fucking my Mexican chick. Can a Muslim man do that? Especially a married Muslim man? No, they can't. This is what you guys out there need to understand. We live in an evil, evil, corrupt system that's gonna be destroyed, and anybody who is part of that system, even if you're out of the system, you know, if your heart is in that system, you will get destroyed too. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah is a great example, guys. The wife of Lut lost her life because her heart was in Sodom and Gomorrah. America is Sodom and Gomorrah. If you guys haven't figured that out by now, get the fuck off of my channel and go fucking watch Yogi Obes or Coach Bitch Pill or Mr. Yo 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 Homie Yo. Alpha. America is Sodom and Gomorrah. Anybody who is gonna be in this country or whose heart is still gonna be in this country, they're gonna get destroyed. I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, well, if they're out of the country but their heart is in the country, how are they gonna get destroyed? It's called the vaccine, motherfucker. Do you know how many Muslims? I guarantee you more Muslims have taken the Scamarona vaccine than fucking white people. That's fucking sad, you know? It's fucking sad when Muslims are taking the vaccine and the booster shots more than white people, you know? And yet Muslims are gonna say, oh, Zina this, Zina that. How many of you Muslim guys out there, you live in a home that has fucking, you have a mortgage, you know? You got student loans, you got a mortgage, you got a car note. All that shit is fucking usury, interest, riba. That's haram. Yet you're all gonna come into my channel and say, I'm the one who's promoting Zina. Oh, okay, yeah, that's how it works. Oh, anyways, that's my video for you guys today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.